T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is Friday, which is always good news. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. I've been warning for a while about what's coming out of Fulton County, Georgia.
Yeah.
This is going to get interesting. We're about to find out what's coming out of Arizona. We've had folks from Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other states come there to learn how to do forensic audits. There's going to be a big test coming up for Brian Kemp, who has steadfastly defended the debacle and disaster that was the election in Georgia. And now we're seeing why this could end his political career, having blocked every route to look at this. Former reporter with The Hill, John Solomon, out with a devastating report this morning. I could have told you this a couple of months ago, but I have to wait for a good source to do it because I got to be real careful with this. There's been so much misinformation from both sides of the aisle in this election, so I don't want to be a part of that. But they got a real problem in Fulton County. And they remember the accusations there and the things we saw on video. We saw the election observers illegally kicked out, using lies. The plumbing, it's overflowing, we got to kick you out. And then we have the video of them, remember? And as soon as everyone's gone, including the media, they pull the suitcases. They look like suitcases, but they're official vote containers. They pull the suitcases they've been hiding out from underneath the table, and they start running them through. And it sure looked like they were multiple scanning those ballots, but nobody could ever prove it until now. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on besides this that I can't tell you right now that is pretty devastating. But here I will tell you this because Solomon has a very long, very good, very accurate record as a reporter for the mainstream media and now on his own website. Here's what's coming out of Fulton. More than 100 batches of absentee ballots, each containing at least 100 ballots, some containing thousands, were assigned tracking numbers before being sent to one of the 5 absentee vote counting machines in Fulton County. That's what the paper says. But they can't find them. They were sent to the vote counting machines, but are not subsequently recorded in the handwritten logs showing which batches were scanned and counted. Okay, what does that mean? That they don't have them. In other words, they don't exist. They're not out there. They're recorded as, say, a digital mark, right? Well, there should be a ballot for each digital mark, but there's not. They're not there. That would seem to indicate what it appeared we saw on the camera, which would be just scanning them in again and again and again. That's just the first one. More than 24 batches of absentee ballots were, in fact, double scanned. That is indisputable at this time in Fulton County. 5 sequential batches of absentee ballots, each appearing with the exact same vote count, 392 for Biden, 96 for President Trump, and 3 for Libertarian Joe Jorgensen, which state officials have now admitted to Solomon is a statistical impossibility. There's no way they were scanned in. Okay, so when you start adding up the numbers here, the difference between the Biden toll and the Trump total in Georgia is just shy of 12,000 votes. So these alone cover that. They're either missing ballots that we were told were scanned. They are clearly scanning at least one batch at least five times here. And then the two dozen batches, indisputable at this point, that they have been busted in Fulton County having double scanned. This is a disaster. Because the problem here is what this is just a small slice of Fulton County. What this means right now is we have no idea who won Georgia. It's unknowable. That's where we are. So the only thing you could do at this point that makes any sense in an ethical, moral society that wants to have legitimate elections and not be a banana republic is for there to be a forensic audit. A forensic audit just like the one in Arizona, where we go back through every single ballot. We got another problem in Georgia, and this has been zinging around down there. It's been covered by the Georgia Star. The other problem in Georgia that we have, which is one of their local newspapers, the other problem in Georgia we have is there is no chain of custody whatsoever for at least 25% of the ballots that were dropped off in the lockboxes. In other words, we don't know when they were dropped off. We don't know where they were dropped off. There should be a record of pickup and delivery. That's what the chain of custody is, pickup and delivery. Like, say, I picked up this ballot on ballot box today on John Street at 3:30, and I drove it over to the election headquarters, and here there's 100 ballots in it, and these are the ballots. I mean, that the chain of custody by law must exist. It does not for 25% of the ballots. So I'm going to come out and say it. We have no idea who won Georgia. It's unknowable at this point. So what we need is we got a lot of Georgia listeners to the Tara Show. We need you to get on that no good rascal of a governor of yours and tell him to get the heck out of the way. We need a forensic audit. We understand this will be very embarrassing for him, may cost him his political career, but at some point you have to put being an American before your political career. And if you look at Kemp's Facebook page, which I do regularly, he's pretty much done anyway. So best to do the right thing now and stop blocking the forensic audit. Stop pretending this stuff didn't happen. And let's find out what happened in this election. Because I'm looking at these numbers right now, and this math means I don't know who won Georgia. And by the way, Lee, that's just Fulton County.
Yeah.
Now, there's another lawsuit that is proceeding right now, and I've read to you guys from the And Paul Sperry had a great piece on this in Real Clear Investigations. There's another lawsuit that's proceeding right now. They won a victory. Then there was an appeal by the Democrats. And so they're going back and forth. But I don't know if you remember the affidavits that have been filed, sworn under penalty of perjury before the court, from four elections officials. These folks were not volunteers, but were employees of the state of Georgia, that they watched other elections officials run ballots through repeatedly. They saw the ballots that were run through repeatedly. They were fake ballots. They were not on the kind of paper that the ballots are printed on, the absentee ballots. They were not folded. They have to go through the mail by law. They go out, they come back by law. There's no fold. It is impossible for that to have happened. And they were all marked with like a laser printer that has a crescent in the middle of the mark for Joe Biden. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. They saw people scanning them again and again and again. So I think what John Solomon has here is the other side of that, the actual physical evidence of, wow, there should be a physical ballot for this digital ballot that's been marked here, but there's not one. So what we really need, again, if you live down there in Georgia, you need to get that no good governor of yours to get the heck out of the way. We should never be afraid as a country to go find out what happened in an election. And the only way that can be done, unfortunately, is with a forensic audit. A recount is not a forensic audit. A recount is just doing the same thing again. And the recount that they did in Georgia missed all of this that I just read to you. And it's the reason it did is because there's a recount, Lee. We just go back and do what we do. In Arizona, we are doing the largest ever forensic audit in U.S. history, which means we go through, and it's amazing what they're doing in Maricopa. Every single ballot must be accounted for. It must match the digital total. We must be able to recreate the story of the election down to every single ballot. And it's so thorough. There are many sites in Maricopa County, and this is where I think it's going to get interesting, where it's a vacant lot and hundreds. It's a vacant lot with an address, or it's an office with an address or a P.O. box with an address, and hundreds of votes came from it. So you could drive by it and see nobody lives there. So what they're doing is they're going back and they're even following ballots out to the address they came from when it doesn't make sense that so many hundreds of people or 100 people or 50 people are voting from there. So I can't wait to see the results of the Maricopa forensic audit. There's a reason that MSNBC screams about it almost nightly. I don't understand. I mean, if you believe Joe won, then you ought to be looking forward to the results of this.
Yeah.
You should be, you know, you want to stick it to Trump. If you don't have any doubt in your mind, you should be a supporter of a forensic audit. And by the way, they have had Democrat volunteers in Maricopa. They've wanted to be involved, make sure everything's on the up and up, that sort of thing. And they've welcomed them. And there's a video camera that records every. There's multiple ones, actually.
That's so you should be.
Tune in online and watch what they're doing. That's unlike the way those ballots were counted. Again, the observers were thrown out that night in Maricopa, as they were in Fulton County, Georgia, as they were in Pennsylvania, as they were across a lot of these swing states. So this is the opposite of that. Total transparency. And if you're a Democrat, you should support that. And if you believe that this election was on the up and up, then you shouldn't have anything to fear from this. But something stinks in Fulton County, and I'm glad John Solomon's on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In our society, the genders are pretty equal now, except in a couple of last areas. A societal phenomenon I'm personally fascinated by. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or wondered about it, or if it just drives you nuts, just because nobody talks about it. And this has been the same since the last time I talked about this on the show. I haven't done it in this hour. You're taking dad out for, you know, lunch, dinner this weekend. You know, it's Father's Day. Okay, you'll be sitting there with dad. I guarantee you something will happen. One thing will happen. At the end of the meal, even though it's Father's Day weekend, right? When the waiter or waitress comes to the table, they will hand the bill to dad. Have you noticed this? I can honestly say, and never in my life, and it'll blow my mind if it ever happens, have I ever been out with my husband or another guy like my dad? I go to lunch with my dad from time to time. Have I ever, even one time, been handed the bill? Unless I went, hey, no, give it to me. I'm taking him out. Like that. I have never one time been handed the bill. So it is, it's just an amusement to me. When I see the waiter come with the bill, I can't wait. It's rubbing my hands together. I can't wait how it's going to go. Because you know what? The one societal inequality I think that's left that we allow, that we love, revel in, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's always the dude that gets the bill for the party. Yep. Society hands you a crap sandwich every day if you're a man. It's not easy to be a man in our society, but at the end of the day, when the bill is due, we all know who it's going to. I know it's fascinating about this. It doesn't seem to matter at all the gender of the waitstaff who does it. It's males, females, unaffiliated. I don't know. The bill. The bill's going to dad. And even though it is Father's Day, so like if this was Mother's Day weekend, right? And you're out there with mom, the waiter or waitress is going to assume you're probably taking mom out. Nobody's going to hand mom the bill. But it's Father's Day. Dad's getting a bill. He's getting a bill. And in further signs of discrimination against the one group in America who truly does take it on the chin day in and day out, the man. On average, we'll spend 15% less on Father's Day than Mother's Day. 15% less. Oh, that's so sad. So yeah, and then when the bill comes, it'll go to Dad. Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to be celebrating Father's Day this weekend, too, in our house. So let me know how your Father's Day adventures go. Did you get the bill? Bet you will. Bet you will. Texter writes, Georgia listener here, I've called and emailed Governor Kemp about the election back when he refused to call the Georgia House into session after the 2020 Fulton County surveillance video surfaced. No email response. Of course not. I had a detailed discussion with one of his phone bank employees who told me they only record the phone calls in case someone from the governor's office wants to randomly listen to calls. There's no metrics taken down, no caller information listed or compiled. What a waste of time and opportunity by Kemp. He needs to be shown the door. Absolute dereliction of duty last year. An unbelievable dereliction of duty. We're now still struggling to clean up the mess. Texter writes, I don't know. We can debate this topic. Agree or disagree? Only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Well, you know, okay. We could debate that. World's a complicated place. But if you were an alien race visiting the planet and you were to only observe the delivery of the bill after the meal at the restaurant, you could probably conclude that what you have just texted me is in fact correct. Texter writes, the Trump 1 sign is now up at mile marker 84 south of 85. Another texter writes, duh, Trump 1, George. Well, scientifically and mathematically, we cannot say that. It is, and I like to dwell in accuracy, even if I have my own suspicions. And so what we can say this morning, knowing what is coming out of Fulton County, is that it is, in fact, unknowable who won Georgia. That is a fair, mathematically factual statement to make, no matter how much the mainstream media would like to ignore it. And there is a reason they are fighting these audits tooth and nail. You would think that they would want these forensic audits. Yes, come on, let's do it. Let's prove to those delusional, deranged Trump supporters that Biden won that election. Let's go vote by vote and ballot by ballot. But they don't, do they? I think if this Maricopa audit goes on one more day, or if another state opens one up, I think poor Rachel Maddow is going to be dragged out in a straitjacket. She's going to lose it. She is going to lose it. Tara, good morning. You are 100% right. Not only are men looked down on, yeah, the only group in society looked down on. The only thing worse than being a man is being a man and being a Christian. God forbid you're a man, you're white and a Christian. You're just done for. You're guilty. It doesn't matter what you do or say after that, how kind you are or what you give. And then pay the damn check when we go out to eat, right? Texter writes, good morning, Terry. You're 100% right. Not only are men looked down on, but manhood itself is discouraged. We're encouraged to be more feminine and more easygoing. Texter writes, my little brother told me 15 years ago that the American married man with children has the burden of the world on his back. In many cases, that is true. Texter writes, y'all, I swear, you can take any topic into the ditch in 15 seconds or less. Moms want to spend Mother's Day with the kids. Dads want to spend Father's Day being reminded how he became a dad. Wink, wink. Thank you for sending me that. Perhaps you should direct that toward your wife. Texter writes, I skipped that one. All right. Texter writes, Tara, Kemp was one of the less tyrannical governors during COVID. Wasn't his daughter's boyfriend mysteriously killed? That was a very unusual car crash, but I'm not going to draw inferences that I can't prove. Interesting situation, though. All right, you're going to have to give me a minute. My entire system just went down. I have no access to any of my show prep, so we're going to have to do the show off the phone. I'm a professional, though. I can handle it, and I'm used to it. Happens every week. All right, here we go. Folks, you know what this is? This is a lesson. If Vladimir Putin taught you a lesson this week, I'd play the audio, but I can't. The system's down. So I'll recap it. One of my favorite clips from Putin this week is where he mocks the the media and says, you know, you're going to let me talk, or is all censorship like it is in America? And it is, isn't it? He's not wrong. And this is one of those learning lessons, okay, that I want you to remember going forward, because the level of institutional lying in this country by sources and formerly trusted institutions is epidemic. We have an epidemic of falsehood in this country. And I want you to remember this story in the future when all the right people, all the right experts, all the right big names from all the right departments and companies and agencies tell you something. The extent of the lie in this country is mind-boggling. And so is the extent of the fear of cancellation or criticism or even association. Headline: top virologist admit lying to the American public for months on the likely Wuhan lab leak theory. Alina Chan is a biologist at the Silver Lab at the Harvard School of Medicine. She's one of 18 scientists who finally, once it was allowed, became okay and was no longer considered a thought crime to do actual science, which it is right now in our country. Science is a thought crime if it doesn't conform to whatever the liberal set of talking points is. Chan is one of 18 scientists who finally admitted in the Journal of Science last month that the Wuhan coronavirus likely originated in Wuhan, a Chinese virology lab. Let me change the wording there. She was finally allowed to speak the truth in America. Chan says she's always believed it came from a lab. Yes, so did the whole world. Anybody who was anybody in science, all of them, silenced by Anthony Fauci, federal government, and our internet censors. Chan says the scientists lied to the American public for months about the beliefs. Harvard, y'all. Harvard. So you know how this works in this country? We used to see Harvard virologist says, and we'd believe it. You can't anymore. You can't trust anyone. They will lie to you. That's the level of the thuggish intimidation in this country. It comes from the mainstream media. It comes from big tech. It's what we're exporting to the world. It is, I would argue, our chief export, and it's really bad news. Chan says the scientists, her and the other 17, lied to the American public for months about their beliefs on the origin of the virus. But that they had to. Why did they have to? They did it because they didn't want to be associated with President Trump, who it now turns out was right all along about the virus. Okay, she's still lying to you. She's still lying. She didn't do it because she's afraid to be associated with President Trump. That might have been part of it. No, she was doing it because she was afraid to be canceled by the liberal media and by big tech titans. She wanted to pick a fight with them. She might still get canceled. Chan was one of 18 scientists who published a letter in the journal Science a few weeks ago calling for a more in-depth investigation into the virus's origin after months of denying that it was made in a lab. The letter helped to kickstart a new round of calls to investigate the lab leak hypothesis. Okay, let me explain to you what happened here, okay? It was critical that COVID come from a wet market. That was critical to the lie that you were told that it was Trump's fault that it was in the U.S. Because if the Chinese government engineered it, and it now appears engineered it with funding and help from our government, including the Pentagon, why, that wouldn't be Trump's fault, would it? And I'd love to play you the audio again if I could get my equipment to work, of Lindsey Graham making the admittedly brilliant point, our senator, that this lie had to be nourished. It had to go on, because if people knew the truth, that this came out of a Communist Party, People's Liberation Army, Chinese military bioweapons lab, what would they have done? They'd have voted for Trump. Because at the time, Beijing Biden was still wandering around going, come on, man. China's not our enemy. Come on, man. I love China. They gave my boy $200 million, and we only had to invest $60,000. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah, that's the FBI. They know all about it, but they're doing nothing. all, man. China's been good to us. The whole narrative had to be that this virus was Trump's fault. So she's lying. It's not that they didn't want to be associated with Trump. It's that they didn't want to incur the wrath of the Democrat Party for telling the truth. Folks, I fairly see at this point the difference, fear level-wise, between our current society and what used to be Russia, USSR. Other than that there, you might still disappear in the middle of the night. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember the next time some Harvard scientist or all the scientists from Harvard, all the scientists from Harvard and Oxford and other places like that and all the right people who are on CNN tell you something. And they've got credentials you'll never have. The level of fear that runs through our society and the odds they're lying to you, pretty high. If it's an issue that is of importance to the Democrat Party. This is really scary. You know why it's scary? And if you listen to the Battleground podcast yesterday, poor Mike Pompeo, poor former CIA director who's been making the rounds 2 weeks now, warning us, trying desperately to warn us. Listen, there's 71 other bioweapons labs in China. They are all still conducting this research. We know for a fact, as Rand Paul tells us every time he gets on TV, because he's trying to save humanity, which is now verboten. One of the viruses they worked on had a 15% death rate. Thank God that's not the one that ended up here. There are more. There are hundreds that they have. They are still doing gain of function. We have to stop them. And we could. We could do what Newt Gingrich proposed. Massive, and I'd love to play you the Gingrich Trump audio, but I can't. Massive tariffs. Folks, do you want to know how we solve this problem? It's not hard. We don't have hard problems. We don't. We break the back of the Chinese Communist Party and set the Chinese people free. That's what we do. How could we? If only there was a way to do that. Well, there is. It's called tariffs. Gingrich suggested a 30% tariff across the board on all Chinese products. Trump wants 100%. 50 do them in 6 months. And we say, as Pompeo explained, and we say to the Chinese, let us into your labs to investigate. Give us the original jump information, the first, you know, patient zero. Let us take a look at this thing and then shut your weapons lab down or we will annihilate your economy. Not hard. We got all the cards. They got none. But see, if you got actual news, you might know that. And that's dangerous. So I just wanted to tell you how far the fear goes in our society. Chan, who admits she lied to you, Harvard virologist, she's always known it came from a lab. It was always engineered. She lied to you, she says. Chan said there had been trepidation among some scientists about publicly discussing the lab leak hypothesis for fear their words could be misconstrued or used to support racist rhetoric. But do you know where that rhetoric came from? Does anybody know? Victor David Hansen pointed out. It came from China. It's Chinese propaganda from the Communist Party that has said they want to use these viruses to kill enough people to get the upper hand economically. They've been telling us that in speeches since 2005. That's not racism. That's reality. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes, Tara, this demonstrates that the science is anything but settled on anything. True. Anyway, the texter goes on, the science is anything but settled with climate change and must be discussed and debated that this is all censorship and suppression of conversation and discussion about real science. Anybody else find it as remarkable as I do that we have Harvard world-renowned virologists saying, I lied to you. I knew it was man-made. We all did. Like from the beginning? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd lie to you. Because I didn't want to be associated with Donald Trump, who it turns out was right. That is a level of sickness as a society of thuggish intimidation. That is almost indescribable. But remember the audio I played for you. I mean, from a Washington Post columnist who was also a New York Times bestselling author, who was like, he was on Megyn Kelly's podcast. He's like, I can't go, like, you know, I could do a podcast, but I can't go beyond that and talk about how COVID is man-made and came out of the Wuhan lab because of the fear. It's only getting worse, folks. It's only getting worse. This is what broke the back. Remember this? The Washington Post columnist who himself said, I can't go any further than Megyn Kelly's internet distributed podcast to discuss this. Okay, and we still don't have audio. And we don't have working computers. All right, cool. Let's see. Well, just imagine I played the audio. All right. But no, this guy's got a great point on the text line. Tara, this demonstrates the science is anything but settled with climate change. No, it's a great point. I mean, so if you can't discuss the origins of COVID, when those origins are just life or death important, because we don't know if they came out of lab, they're going to, you know, are they going to release another one? And here's the other question. I wonder this. Have they released others? Well, variants all over the place. Have they released others? Oh, you can't say that to what? Why not? Well, there's no evidence. We're not allowed to discuss evidence if there was evidence. I mean, what are they doing? Wait, and nobody's allowed to discuss it. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, y'all. If you were to try to cause the American people a maximum level of financial pain, like you sat around all day because you had nothing else to do and tried to figure out, like, how, beyond destroying the dollar, how could I cause the average middle class, upper middle class, lower middle class, working class, impoverished American family, the maximum level of pain. I don't think you could come up with a better idea than the one the bipartisan commission in Congress has just come up with now. It will simultaneously destroy what's left of the dollar and start a Hunger Games scramble to eat. Wait till you hear what these geniuses have just come up with in Congress.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.